Angry phone calls and emails have poured into Haley City Hall, the police department, and the Chamber of Commerce since the weekend. Many online commenters have accused the 28-year-old Bergdahl of being a traitor and a Taliban sympathizer. The backlash stems from reports that Bergdahl intentionally walked off his base in southeast Afghanistan in 2009. A former member of his battalion has said six soldiers died in the search efforts that followed. But longtime supporters of the Bergdahl family say at this point it's all speculation. Haley Police Chief Jeff Gunter says a welcome home celebration later this month will move ahead as planned.
And it's about them getting their son back. It's about their son being captive and all this other stuff. I understand there's other things in play, but you know, I'm just happy that he's going to be able to be reunited with his family. And we're not judging one way or the other. There's a process for that.
The Secretary of the Army issued a statement saying they are investigating the circumstances that led to Bergdahl's capture. I'm Jessica Robinson in Haley, Idaho.